AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump seemed to signal a willingness to ease tensions in Minneapolis after a second deadly shooting by federal immigration agents, but there was little evidence of any significant changes today.
Get back in your vehicle now. I don't care who you are, get back in your vehicle.
Bureau of Prisons officers chasing off an AP reporter who later saw a man pepper sprayed and a vehicle pulled over with shattered windows. Meantime, Ed Donahue reports.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem is facing rising calls for her firing or impeachment after the shooting deaths in Minneapolis of two people who protested deportation policy. President Trump was asked about it.
Is Kristi Noem going to step down?
No.
Noem is facing criticism from Democrats and Republicans. North Carolina Republican Senator Tom Tillis was asked what it would mean if Noem continues as Homeland Security Secretary.
That we're allowing incompetent people in very prominent roles in the cabinet.
Tillis called Noem a complete failure on disaster response.
She clearly doesn't know how to manage. She's never managed a large organization, and she's failing at every possible measure of the job.
Noem's remarks after the shooting deaths of Alex Preti and Renee Good in Minneapolis, suggesting Preti attacked officers and portrayed the events leading up to Good shooting.
This was an act of domestic terrorism.
Have been seen as doing irreparable damage. Ed Donahue, Washington.
In Georgia, a spokesperson for Fulton County says the FBI served a search warrant at the elections office near Atlanta today, seeking records tying to the 2020 election. The Federal Reserve is leaving its benchmark interest rate unchanged at about 3.6%. Chair Jerome Powell.
The upside risks to inflation and the downside risks to employment have diminished, but they still exist. So there's still some tension between the mandates. Uh-huh. Are they fully in balance? Hard to say.
Stocks closed little changed on the day. This is AP News. The Pro Football Hall of Fame announces its class of 2026 next week, but Gethin-Kulbaugh reports the NFL coach with the most Lombardi trophies won't be in it.
Six-time Super Bowl champion head coach Bill Belichick did not get voted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in his first year of eligibility. Citing four unidentified sources, ESPN said Belichick didn't receive the necessary 40 votes from the 50-person panel of media members and other Hall of Famers. ESPN said the longtime New England Patriots coach received a call from the Hall of Fame last Friday with the news. The Hall of Fame class of 2026 will be announced at NFL Honors in San Francisco on February 5th. I'm Gethin-Kulbaugh.
And the Cleveland Browns have hired Todd Monken as their next head coach. He's been Baltimore's offensive coordinator the past three seasons and was Cleveland's in 2019. There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.